horizons, knowledge, and predispositions. We expand our horizons by adding new experiences and reading new books, doing new things, going to new places, and challenging ourselves with new adventures. Our predispositions, life experiences, existing knowledge, what we do and where we are, our curiosities and triumphs as well as failures, choose what comes next. The expansion of horizon is a poetic way of indicating growth, increased cognition, enhanced instinct, and our limitless and ever-enlarging body of knowledge. A poetic way of describing predispositions is a compass with a finely tuned needle. Though rare, sometimes predispositions are about negative experiences. For example, being smitten by all the things the army recruiter lies about at the mall. Underestimating the beautiful Appalachian or Pacific Crest trails is another example. It is better to section hike a little bit at first. Some take many years to section hike the whole thing. But you know, as our horizon enlarges, even a tepid military experience can translate to greatness. Working with governments to protect endangered species from dangerous poachers is one beautiful example. Following our compass and expanding our endless horizons will transform us. Our predispositions will bloom like fields of wildflowers, colorful, unstoppable, unbreakable, endless. And here I must state, in no uncertain terms, that I believe that following a compass needle that is set by somebody or something else will deeply hurt us, send us into sadness and regret. We all start with a tiny and wobbly compass and the littlest of horizons, perhaps a penchant for disassembling favorite toys and an impeccable library of all the outstanding places that are somehow unusual, from a cracked spiderweb-filled World War II bunker to every river bridge that you can get under and get filthy from. We have to take care of who we are and become more of it, because that expands our horizon in the most magnificent and most meaningful of ways. The dusty bridges turn to dusty trails. Toys become your endless computer program. You become an adventurer, and an artist, and then so much more. I suspect we will run out of road if we take to following a path that is alien to us. You are filled with gentle and unique predispositions that will bring you great wisdom when examined. Until you do follow your dreams and arrive at all the shores that call to you, you won't really know what it is that you will become capable of, but it will be something far greater than you can imagine at first. A great horizon, a great library of knowledge that helps you reason about new things by subtle analogy to what you already know, takes you beyond one-word guesses or wishes like lawyer, soldier, or doctor into the world of presidents and prime ministers, peacemakers and peacekeepers, and scientists that further humankind. And if it so turns out that the world is not yet ready for who you have become, then you become part of the bridge that aims to cover that gap or restore something that has long been lost. A president that the world is not yet ready to elect will work to help the world grow. A peacemaker will aim to remind the world that we are one. A scientist that does not yet have the necessary tools and research will work to invent them for those that are sure to follow. We must listen to our hearts, to our curiosities, and learn to no end. Look how much more you are today than the child that you once were. That child could not have grasped the complexity of your being today. And you, today, cannot grasp the complexity and beauty of your wisest self. Keep learning, and keep following your own dreams.